Toronto, 5 things to watch for in the Canadian business world in the coming week. Postal strike. A strike by about 55,000 workers at Kenyatta Post heads into its second week ahead of the key holiday season. The union has said it is asking for fair wages, safer working conditions and other improvements, while Canada Post has said the postal system must change to compete in the delivery market today. Couche-Tard results. Alimentation. Couche-Tard Inc. will release its second quarter results on Monday after the close of markets. The earnings come as the Quebec-based retailer faces a rival in its attempt to buy 7&I Holdings Company, the Japanese company that owns the 7-Eleven convenience store chain. Junro Ito, who is a vice president and director of the company as well as a member of the family that helped found the company, and Ito Kogyoko Limited, a private company affiliated with him, have made an alternative offer. Bank of Canada. Bank of Canada Deputy Governor Rhys Mendes is scheduled to give a speech in Prince Edward Island to the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce on Tuesday on the role of monetary policy going forward. The central bank is set to make its next interest rate decision on December 11. GDP report. Statistics Canada will release its reading on how the overall economy fared in September and the third quarter on Friday when it publishes its report on gross domestic product. A preliminary estimate released last month suggested the Canadian economy grew at an annualized rate of 1% in the third quarter. Black Friday. The holiday shopping season kicks off with Black Friday this week. How shoppers respond to the sales and promotions may be a barometer for the upcoming holiday season for retailers. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 24, 2024. Companies in this story. TSX. ATD, the Canadian Press.